I wrote this story 7 years ago, about 9 months after successful left knee joint replacement surgery. My son says this was just another step in me becoming the bionic man. Hello there. This is Dick Sedequist with my sixth Reflections and Stories Along the Way podcast. It's called The Tin Man. When it comes to quality of life, surgery is often the only option. I seem to be doing a lot of that lately. Stay tuned for many more podcasts on iTunes and my website at DickSedequist.com. Here we go. The Tin Man. Grandpa, said my son with feigned enthusiasm, Grandpa has a new knee and it's made of metal. Is he like the Tin Man? Asked my four, almost five-year-old grandson, his eyes radiating an image of me rusted up on the side of the yellow brick road. Yeah, said my son, heightening my grandson's excitement. Does he have an oil can? He asked. I only wish I did. The above enlightened conversation between my son and grandson occurred when I had my knee implant 9 months ago. My only lingering complaint, which my wife has long since grown tired of hearing, is that my new titanium and plastic knee joint continues to be very stiff. Although I have a great range of motion and good strength, I resumed hiking after 3 months, it feels like it's constricted with elastic bands. In this case, scar tissue, which creates a sensation of ripping and tearing when I bend it. I can't knock it. The knee works like a charm. I just have to get that constrained feeling out of my head. It's all about being patient. The Tin Man wanted a heart to feel complete. My heart and compassion are just fine. What I needed is an attitude adjustment. That comes with miles hiked, like the other things that I put behind me. Eventually, I will forget that it was ever an issue. This story is about a sort of rebirth. In my case, the feeling that I'm getting back on track and in the swing again. That happened last weekend, snowshoeing in the Adirondack Mountains of New York State. The knee's still tight, but I've turned a corner in the trail. My view forward has changed. Hiking, particularly negotiating my way down a steep hill, was becoming, according to the hackneyed word, problematic. I hate that word because it infers the speaker assumes the listener should be knowledgeable enough about a subject to understand what the problem or difficulty is. I think a lot of people throw out the word because it sounds good, all-encompassing, intimidating, indicating that they are an expert not to be questioned, even though they may not have a clue what they're talking about. When they make a pronouncement like, possible consequences associated with this issue are problematic, they are probably hoping that no one raises their hand and asks them just what the heck do they mean. Their ability to answer the question would probably be problematic. Thus, for the benefit of the reader, I will explain what I mean. My son, the physical therapist, tells me in layman's term that eccentric loading of the knee, tightening and lengthening of the thigh muscles or quadriceps while bending the knee, lowering oneself, is much more stressful, a higher load, on the knee joint than muscling up to a straight leg position when the thigh muscles are contracting and shortening. Therefore, coming downhill is problematic. In my terms, it hurt and I often emitted an involuntary yelp when the nerves fired off. My son was used to my verbal pyrotechnics, but others, including my wife, were becoming concerned that hiking was killing me. My problem is that I had had 3 prior arthroscopies on the knee to remove torn cartilage. Between the wear and tear, hiking all those miles and the cleanup, I was down to bone on bone. My hiking career was coming to a literal grinding halt. When I was walking north, my left foot was headed west, knock-kneed for the lack of lateral or outside knee cartilage support. My hiking and snowshoe trips were becoming limited to avoid steep downhill terrains. Hiking and ski poles became a necessity, my arms and upper body strength assisting my knee on descent. My frustrations led me back to the orthopedic doctor's office. In a nutshell, he said, I've done as much minimally invasive remedial procedures that I can. You need a total knee replacement. Look at your leg. You are totally misaligned. Tell me something else I don't know. My left knee helped me through my depression. All those miles, all that physical gratification, all that feeling of accomplishment, all that connection with my friends, my family, and my son. But now I had to pay it back for its service. It's a long story, but I enlisted a joint replacement surgeon, the best in the field. It was done. But I was frustrated for the lack of progress. I wanted more because I wanted to be back where I was. It felt like I was slipping through my grasp. Like an astronaut who has lost his tether, his lifeline, I was drifting away from my goal. After 3 months, I complained, I seemed to have reached a plateau. What can you tell me? My orthopedic surgeon summed it up nicely, reassuring me that I was ahead of the curve, that I was doing great. But he said, your whole karma is about hiking. Hiking is what helps save me from depression. The constant discomfort and tightness of my total knee replacement was confining me to the blacktop, unable to even think about hitting the trail. I had the procedure to revive my hiking career. So now, so preoccupied with the short-term situation in fear of what could happen, I was forgetting about the long-term. With my sights below the peaks, my glide path was headed into the trees. I was worried and depressed. I told him, what I need is a change in attitude. I had to raise my point of view above the horizon to save me from crashing below the peaks that I love. My surgeon said he couldn't treat me for my emotional despair, but it did have the obvious recommendation. Paraphrasing all the things he told me over the last 3 months, you can't break it. It's space-age titanium, ceramic, cement, and durable plastic. It's good for at least 15 years. The x-rays show that everything is fine. You are ahead of the curve. Forget about the discomfort. It's just soft tissue protesting to what we did to it. I can only imagine. Just go hiking, he said. So I did. We went to Acadia National Park in Bar Harbor, Maine. My wife and I had already climbed most of the peaks in this park, a jewel in the national park system. They're all small mountains, really like hills, surrounded by lakes and sea. The exposed great white granite ledges of surrounding peaks beckoning you to revisit them. The European discoverer of the area, Champlain, called this place Mount Desert Island because of the prominence of rock and lack of foliage on many of the peaks as seen from the sea. I'm sure there were Native Americans sitting on those rocks when he drifted by, never knowing what mischief these discoverers would bring to this new land. We visited the seldom-visited Champlain Monument, erected in 1904 by the local Mount Desert Island town to celebrate Champlain's discovery 300 years earlier. I followed that incredible vacation with my wife with a trip to the Adirondacks with my son, 4 months post-surgery. I was still stiff, but we knocked off a few small peaks. I seem to forget the discomfort when I'm in motion, the scenery gliding by. My 6 months visit to the surgeon and all is well. I'm still stiff, but he says, you're doing great. See you in 6 months. My 9 month anniversary, call it a gestation period, and my son and I are back in the Adirondacks to do some snowshoeing. I've learned a few more tricks. Standing, I can kick back my left leg and grab my foot with my hand to pull it back and stretch out the tissues around the kneecap. We are climbing a small peak that I have done before in summer. I have forgotten how steep it is. Within a half mile of the summit, the snowshoes have become too slippery on a precipitous slope. You might say forward progress had become problematic. A slip could send us into free fall, off with the snowshoes and into our crampons and ice axes. I muscled up the peak, burying my ice axe up to the hilt in the icy crust, and plunge-stepped on the way down, ready for an ice axe arrest. I haven't done this in 5 years. I've been reborn. I've virtually forgotten myself, concentrating on my next move. Suddenly it hits me. I'm doing what I always did. I'm not wincing or yelping except for joy. I almost want to cry, but I'm too happy. I always intended to write a story about my knee replacement adventure, but it had no ending that satisfied me, just more of the same. The conclusion just snuck up on me. It's not an ending, it's a beginning. I'm back in the saddle, stiff knee and all. Wait till I tell my surgeon what I've been up to. Oh, by the way, Doc, it's still stiff. I'm sure you'll say you're doing great. Maybe I do need an oil can. I'll be back soon with another Reflections and Stories Along the Way podcast for your listening pleasure. Talk to you then.